Well, hello everybody and welcome. Welcome to another Words, Women and Wisdom show. And I'm here today joined by my beautiful guest, who I will introduce in just a moment, Dr. Heather Tucker. Now, if you haven't ever paid attention to or dialed in or listened to the Words, Women and Wisdom show, what's it all about? I am your host, Yvonne E.L. Silver, coming to you from Calgary, Canada, originally London, England. You can hear my accent in the background there, and have been here for, oh, many years, 35 plus years now. So my role is to host the Words, Women and Wisdom radio show, which follows the same title of my book, and bring together women who've risen from tragedy to triumph, typically, and are now out in the world doing really interesting work. And I connected with Heather a little while ago. We've had some great collaborative conversations. She is a beautiful soul out in the world doing some magical work. And today we're going to talk about winning your inner world, mastering your outer world. So that's the topic title today. And by way of a little background, I host these shows with the audience being men and women. Even though I'm talking to only women, there's a lot that you can learn. So if you are in a spot right now thinking, wow, I really need a dose of inspiration, education, motivation, you are in the right spot. The Words, Women, and Wisdom show is all about showcasing how one or maybe two concepts can make a massive difference. That's why I invite my guests to come share their pearls of wisdom and their gems. So, winning your inner world, mastering your outer world. That's what our context is for today. So, by way of an introduction, hello, Heather. Where are you dialing in from today?
Hello, Yvonne. Thank you so much for having me today. I am actually dialing in from the Eastern Shore of Virginia, which is like the farthest east that you can possibly go in the United States, in the state of Virginia.
Okay, Virginia, got it. Well, this is an international show, as you can tell. If you've ever come up to Calgary, Canada, where I am, it's the home of the Calgary Stampede. Every July, we party for 10 days and we all wear cowboy shirts and cowboy gear. And we flip pancakes and free breakfasts and have amazing artists at our Stampede grounds. So you want to pay attention, you want to come visit, let me know you're
I
coming up.
will do that. That sounds so fun. I'm
It is
ready. I feel
fun.
like I'm ready for a rodeo.
Woohoo! Yes. Last July. So, Dr. Heather Tucker, who is Dr. Heather? She is a business life harmony trainer and coach. She supports entrepreneurs who are stressed and overwhelmed, in particular, to increase what she calls their calm, their confidence, and cash flow. Who doesn't want more of that? She uses various communication and coaching approaches to show how to bring more ideal clients to your business. Charge what you deserve and create more freedom and certainty in your work, in your relationships, pretty much in all areas of your life. Because this is about not just the outer world, but it's about mastering winning your inner world, but mastering your outer world. The work that I do as an executive coach, I've done co-hosted events with women in the past. I had a session one International Women's Day actually with a image consultant. So she was talking about the outside persona, and I was talking about the inner persona and how these things merge together. So it's so important for your calm and your confidence when you show up in this resonant energy. So that's where we're going to start today. So let's set the context. Dr. Heather, tell me about what happened to you growing up, which has fueled your passion, A, for entrepreneurship, but you've had a significant number of things happen that could have easily taken you out of the game, and yet your resilience has shone through. Please share your story.
Oh my goodness, all the way back to childhood. If you would have asked me 10 years ago,
You can go back
like,
as far
how
as you
was your
like.
childhood? Well, it was interesting. If you would have asked me like 10, 15, 20 years ago, how was my childhood? I would have said, oh, it was great, right? But what I learned on this journey that it was a lot of these little things that actually caused big challenges in relationships and working as or for other people and challenging dynamics of connection with other people. So there was a lot of anxiety, a lot of fear of people, and this is one of the reasons why I actually went into education working with computers, because computers were safe. They're not going to attack you, they're not going to do anything to you, and I fell in love with this world of computers and mastered it. That was what my PhD was in. And then get it. So I got my PhD at 27, got my dream job working for the Army Research Laboratory at 28, and got to travel all over the world. It was a permanent six-figure position that was creating all of pretty much like it was smooth sail. It could have been smooth sailing from there. But have you ever reached the top of the epitome of your career? Externally, success seems great, but internally, it wasn't so great. There was a lot of challenges. I was always good with my career, not so good with relationships and people. And I was seeing all of this chaos, even in my community and even in my family. And I'm like, I can either hear the call for my life, like this next chapter, or I can continue to endure the pain fighting against it. So I chose to leave that cushy job and step into my calling. I didn't know what it was. It was funny because my parents, they're also both PhDs, and they said, Heather, what in the world are you doing? You only got 20 more years here. And I said, well, I'll probably be dead in a couple of years if I stay here. And my mom, she's like, well, Heather, what do you want to do? I was like, I want to help people. I want to help people. I want to help myself. And I want business, or at that time I mentioned, I want work-life balance. I feel like there was all this working, but there was not a quality of life. And I didn't understand at that time, oh my goodness, I get to choose. I can recreate. So as I left the army and then went into higher education, around that time I met my husband, and then he came as a package deal with my 1.5-year-old stepson at the time. And then I went on this journey of coaching. I went to my first coaching class and I was like, oh my goodness, where has this been all my life? Like, if they had a degree in this, I would have did this. If I would have known about this, like, why isn't this taught in school? And what was really interesting is one of the things that they said was that only 10% of the people are going to go off to do something with this. And everyone in the class was like, no way, that's not possible. This is the best thing ever. And fast forward a couple of years where I started certifying coaches, I would say the same statistic and I would get the same response. And then when I followed up with them a couple of months later, the statistic was absolutely true. It
I can
was.
validate it is true. It's not only your experience, Dr. Heather, because I had the same experience with my Royal Roads cohort. I did a 6-month long PhD level certified executive coach certification, and they said a very similar thing. And I think what it is they were teaching the power and the process of coaching and the modality of coaching, but they weren't actually teaching how to have a coaching business, how to be successful and
Correct.
thrive as a coach. So when I came out of my program, having done eight other startups already, seven other startups at that time, and this is my eighth, to have 30, my first 30 clients were secured within 30 days, like that was unheard of, right? But that was because it was not my first rodeo. Having been in business, having been part of a leadership team that had a $12.5 million business that's got sold to a subsidiary area of Bell Canada, in addition to my own startups, it makes a difference when you're not starting from scratch, right?
Correct. But there was also, and you know, there was also, you've hit it on the head where you talked about they teach the art and the skill of coaching, and then they don't teach the business of coaching, the art of coaching. But there's another component that they also don't teach that is also something that, or even conveying the critical value, is to be able to create and have the art of a high quality life. And creating that peace on all sides. Like, how does Being a coach, transform and change you, and how does that transformation and change impact your world, right? So it's this, sometimes it's fighting. So for some reason, some of them, when I followed up with them, yes, they were challenged by the business. Others of them were challenged by what was going on in their life, life dynamics, maybe losses of loved ones, damaged relationships, or this fear of fully shining and embodying the amazingness of what is called because of what will, like this conflict of what will other people think, how will, or there was like holding on to what was. And not being able to let go, so therefore they can step into all of that. So it's like it's these many different pieces that created, I think, the faculty of that. And it's funny because it shows up immediately, like, oh, it's a business challenge. So it's funny because a lot of times, okay, we're gonna get business, we're gonna work on a strategy after strategy after the strategy, but it's the energy and the thoughts and emotions behind all the strategy that actually makes or breaks a success as well.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It does to me. Hopefully, it does to the listeners as well.
Okay,
So,
good.
listeners, quick question. One of the things that I talk about in both my career visioning roadmap, which is for professionals who are looking to shift into a new career, they don't know what that might be yet, or maybe it's a new job, maybe it's self-employment, maybe it's being a consultant, but they're not happy in their current job, they're not feeling fulfilled, and they're looking for something else. One of the pages in the workbook, and it's 40 pages, but one of them is talking about what brings you the greatest joy? Now, that was not part of my coach training. We were talking about, use this assessment tool and how do you debrief this assessment tool and how do you talk to leaders when it's the three-way triangle, the leader sponsoring and the person you're coaching is here and you're the coach, how do you, keep all this confidential? And it was very much about the theory and the practice of the coaching. We didn't touch on work-life balance at all. So that's another component, absolutely. But if you are showing up and you're doing your work and it feels like work, then it's a job. I show up and even though I joke and I say, I can't believe I'm getting paid to do this. I would do this for free. No, I'm not serious when I say that. But it's so invigorating and it fuels my soul having conversations with women entrepreneurs who are seeking to flourish. That's my group. And when they're ready and engaged and they want growth, yeah, okay, let's talk about how to move from a solopreneur to a CEO and what's the mindset shift that you need in order to have a team so you can take a vacation. Work-life balance is it's different for everybody, and you probably find this when you're talking, especially to other women. What is success? What is balance? It depends on the circumstances of the person. It's a very personal measure, right?
Correct. And it's interesting that, when I mentioned that, especially all those years ago, like I want work-life balance, or even we mentioned work-life balance now, it really is work-life harmony,
It is
especially
harmony.
when, so balance, and this is interesting because even the word can unconsciously have like this feeling that things have to be equal.
Yeah.
But with harmony, there's an ability to be able to pivot even as circumstances. So it's like going with the flow. For example, a couple of days ago, my daughter, she wasn't able to go to daycare like on a scheduled day. And back in old Heather, right, used to be like, oh my goodness, this day is so full. Like, what am I gonna do? New Heather's like, oh yay, I get to have some, like, instead of having my schedule so full, the harmony is having a couple of great, awesome meetings to where it was easy to be able to shift that priority, especially in my mind, body, and heart. It's almost like going with the flow of things as compared to fighting against it, right? It's that.
Yes,
And there's so much more freedom in that instead of the rigid just conditioning way of this is how it is.
yeah. I very often liken, the work that I do to kind of like a plant stake, right? You have a new plant. It doesn't have very deep roots yet. You pick it up at the nursery, and it's a small plant. You put it in the ground. You put a stake beside it. You tie up to the stake. And then you fertilize the roots and you water it and give it nourishment and care, and all of a sudden it starts to shoot up and get a stronger trunk and a thicker trunk and deeper roots. And now when a windstorm comes along, economic uncertainty, it doesn't just snap off. It has that strength, and then you eventually pull the plant stake out. I'm like the plant stake. However, when we learn to be like a willow, so we can bend in the breeze, we're not stiff and rigid. We're not going to get snapped off when uncertainty happens. So the harmony piece, I use that word in my business too. My Flourish program is 3 steps to business harmony. First you visualize, then you monetize, then you optimize, right? But
Nice.
if we try to have it every minute is planned out, you and I are both spiritually oriented. There's no room for the universe. I refer to creator, the universe, God, however you phrase it. There's no room for the magic to come in, of those things coming towards you that are bigger and brighter than you could ever have imagined. You and I could have imagined with our brains, right?
Correct, correct. And I mean that piece in itself is so much freeing, because it's like when you let go and you trust the process, you have less thinking and more trusting. You're actually is so beautiful because God just shows up and does what he does, and it's like you're co-creating and working with God and doing universe, whatever you want to call it. There's a flow and a synergy there that it's like, oh my goodness, it doesn't take so much of me, right? Oh, I can breathe.
One of my mentors was talking with her yesterday, and we were talking about spaciousness breaks. And when it feels like you're sort of pushing and not necessarily getting the results, stop. Go do something different. Go, garden, go clear out your closet, go, make some soup, do an art project, right? Whatever it might
Like I
be.
did
Do
today.
some, yeah, do something different that takes your energy to a different place. Shift the energy. Thank you, Jennifer Huff, for your guidance yesterday with Agents of Awakening. Shift the energy so that you are in a new space and there is spaciousness for things to come in. And so if you've got your pen and paper handy here as you're listening to this, key lessons to take away is, first off, understand what is your idea of business success. What are your metrics? How are you measuring it? Is that working, part-time, 3 days a week, having, 5 o'clock finish so that you can have supper with your family every night, pick up your kids in the afternoon? Like, what is it? And what is balance? Like, define your own balance. What are you seeking? Make sure you create enough space to have the joyful moments. Otherwise, it's not fun. It feels like hard work, right?
Correct, correct. And this is why it's so important to pay attention to our inner world, because our business, our relationships, our health, our life, all of our areas of life is an extension of how we are. So how we go is how everything goes. And so if there's something going on, a challenge in your external world, okay, cool. When something's difficult, turn inside to wonder, where is this coming from? Is there a conflict with my mind, heart, body? But these 5 tips are going to be able to support you in getting that clarity. So if, listen up if you want to increase your calm, your confidence, your flow of everything, including cash, because that's another energy. Money exchange is something that's so beautiful and fun when you have a great relationship with it. It just loves you and you love it. And then, yes, this is a beautiful in and outflow. And also, if you want to have more harmony in your relationship with yourself and others, especially, then you're definitely going to want to pay attention to these 5 strategies.
Okay, well, let's give two, and then we'll have a quick interlude. I
Okay.
want to share, excuse me, share something, give my sore throat a little bit of a rest too. So
Okay,
let's share
okay.
two that are critical things to be mastering that inner, which reflects on the outer world. What have you learned?
So first, let me just share with you that when you win your inner world, the alignment, the calm, the clarity, the congruence of your mind, body, heart, and soul, it actually becomes easier to navigate challenges that you face with more grace, less thinking, and more trusting. I'm just sharing with you why these things are so important. And the other big picture is that because it's all about energy. Your thoughts have energy, your emotions have energy, your feel those feelings, they have energy and they trickle into every single thing that you do. So from an entrepreneur perspective, we talk about marketing and selling. And before that, we may have learned about branding and how that's important. But even before the branding, marketing, and selling, even before that, there's all of you, right? So it's always the energy behind. So if there's anything going on that's in conflict or weight or difficulty inside, it trickles into the entire process. So you're know that your mind, your body, your heart is like this beautiful filing cabinet. And I say it's a filing cabinet because it records every single thing that you've experienced, that you've seen, heard, and felt. And this is a good thing, but it's also a not so good thing if we don't understand what's happening. Or what has happened. We can't control what's happened or what's going on, but we can control how we respond. And it is possible to be able to release all of that unconscious baggage. It's like you think about like carrying. Having a backpack, and as we're going through life, if something happens, we put a rock in a backpack and we just carry it around, keep adding to the backpack. Well, that adding to the backpack causes us to have like this up and down roller coaster, depending on how things come. So the simplest thing is to release the backpack. Let that stuff go. So therefore, we can be able to resolve the things happening inside, activating our presence power, and that allows for total exponential acceleration. So I just wanted to create this little bit of a background before I share with you what is the W. So you have a pen, you want to make sure you write the word world out. That's what we're going to be covering. The first W is what's the battle? What's the battle? The battle can either be these external, internal voices or even external forces. Like, so things that are happening, a lot of times, it's even the most intimate relationships that cause the biggest things of awareness of what's going on inside. But what these external forces, they kind of tell you what's going on inside as well. So, where did the battle come from? Right? 100% of the time, present challenges have some kind of root in the past, right? They came from somewhere. And it's interesting because figuring out where they come from, where was the root cause, interrupting that pattern, it actually shifts how the present situation happens. So understanding what the battle is, all change starts with awareness. All change starts with awareness. So the funny part about this is that the unconscious mind and even our conscious body, it doesn't want to change. It actually resists change. However,
The
yes, but the funny part is the only constant is change. The only constant is change. So it's like being able to embrace that. First, you got to figure out what's going on, and then you can be able to interrupt a pattern and change it for yourself, and then that trickles into others.
Okay, so what's the battle, number one?
Okay. But number two is own your uniqueness and greatness. Own your uniqueness and greatness. So you have more power than you think you do. It's actually, this comes with owning your worthiness, your value in the products and services that you provide 100%. Your business is a ministry. It's unique to you. It's your calling is unique. There's going to be no one with the same knowledge, skills, and experience as you. And this is one of the reasons why we want to, this will allow you to break free from comparison. Like one of the things that I usually tell my students and clients, especially if they have this thing about competition, oh, there's a whole bunch of coaches out there and all this. I'm like, well, the only competition is the one that you create. In my world, there is no competition. There's actually co-opetition, working together, collaboration, because this is one of the industries, especially in coaching and entrepreneurship, where everything is unique. And so it's important to really be able to align and understand your soul plan, not the plan of others. So when you understand what's going on in your inner world, you're able to be able to figure out what is the thing that's right for you, to know who you are, to enjoy where you're going. And there's a quote that I want to share here. It is, "The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure that you seek," by Robert Campbell. Love this quote. When Bob Proctor had put that in The Secret, I was like, oh my goodness, this is so good. Because a lot of times it's the fear that gets in the way of actually taking action and going after that treasure. So if there's something that you know that you're called to and you're resisting it, let's look, go ahead and figure out what's going on. Why are you resisting it? Release the resistance so you can actually just take the first step. Usually that's the most complicated one. But if we don't step into the cave, we will not achieve the treasure, the inheritance that is already waiting for you to show up and receive it.
I love that quote. You talked about that the other day when we were meeting, and it's just so true, right? But the first step is always the most difficult one, is committing to, okay, this keeps coming up, it keeps coming up. I gotta get rid of this issue and I gotta work through it and take a first step. So I have something next week to do on that.
Nice, nice. Well, and here's the beautiful thing. Every time we go to another level, guess what? There's another challenge, another cave, another whatever. And there lies the beauty of continuing to lean in, let go, leap forward, and step. It's just we're going on this journey of creating the bigger and better versions of ourselves each and every day. The only competition is really from who you were yesterday. Just be better today.
Well, that I love what you shared about the uniqueness piece, because we are all unique, right? We all have unique fingerprints, we have unique DNA. There is no one, I work with confidence, right? So my predominance of my work, my coaching work is around the power of language, confident conversations. That's I'm actually going to share a little bit more about the book that I wrote in just a moment. But confident conversations, yes, your words have energy too. And when you express, you could say the word in a flat tone, you could say it in an excited tone, you could say it fast or slow. I mean, it all has a slightly different meaning and it will land differently depending on who's saying it, right? But when you bring your story to the uniqueness conversation, even if you and I were speaking on to the same audience on the same topic, we're going to bring in our own personality, our own life experiences. It's going to land very different when we share our stories, etc. So, we're not in competition. We are here in this essence anyway, in collaboration, and bringing together, certain people are going to resonate with you, other people might resonate with me, or vice versa. And that's okay because we each have our expertise. And nobody ever asked me if I had a PhD in information technology. Thank goodness, because I worked in a high-tech startup for many, many years, hired about 6,000 people for it in my HR world before getting into executive coaching. However, it's not a world where I know how to do coding. No, it's not my passion, fiddling with technology.
Not
So,
anymore mine either.
yeah. So what's the battle for the W in world out, and owning your uniqueness and your greatness? Excellent. So keep your pens and papers ready, listeners, because I'm just going to go to a quick break for me on my voice and for Heather to share with you a little bit more about, people ask all the time, you have a best-selling book, what's it all about? I'm going to showcase a video. Okay, so here is the video. You'll hear it, but then I will share links after for the replay so you can actually go watch the video afterwards. So I'm going to go to a short break for us and we will be back in just a couple of minutes. Let me set up this video. One moment. Ladies, a new book is on the horizon. Words, Women, and Wisdom: The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. This new book is for women ready to rediscover their inner confidence, take a stand for themselves in life and business by using more powerful language. Words are so powerful and already changed history. On October 5th, the New York Times published a story detailing
decades of allegations of sexual harassment against film producer Harvey Weinstein. And numerous women in the entertainment industry found the courage to go public, banding together with a powerful voice that change is long overdue. Even Oprah Winfrey, television network icon, gave a rousing speech at the Golden Globe Awards in January. The media has showcased the Time's Up Legal Defense Fund. The Me Too movement is flourishing and all signaling it's time for women's equality and change. I believe it's time to give women the verbal agility to create more confident conversations. Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations, is the book which provides practical approaches for women to ask for what we really want and receive our request.
Hello, I'm Yvonne Silver, certified executive coach and senior HR professional, seasoned in business. I teach women to flourish in business by using more confident language to help empower and engage others. This book is the result of over 35 years of my career, professional career, working in 4 different countries. I've interviewed over 6,000 people in my career for job interviews, executive coaching, for sales and consulting conversations. And I've listened to hundreds of women in particular who are looking for a better way to collaborate. They're looking to be asking for what they really want and heard and validated, especially in business. And women often earn less than men for doing exactly the same job. It's 2018. It's time for change.
The Modern Art of Confident Conversations explores words we use at home, at work, words that trip us up, elevate us, and encourage us, and when no words are even required. It is about how to leverage the power of words in a positive, in a collaborative and impactful way. Now I work with women entrepreneurs and leaders who are empowering other women and leading through mentorship programs and my coaching, public speaking, interviews, and writing. I'm passionate about women's equality. Why? I grew up in England in a house with a flow of negative comments from my father, which destroyed my mum's dignity until she became an empty shell of the vibrant woman she'd once been, belittled by constant criticism and questioning of her abilities. Through my own life journey and supporting hundreds of female clients, I've discovered critical words to ask to get what we really want collaboratively. I know there are critical links between our language, our behavior, our mindset, and our success in life. Words from a song can replay in our head for hours, and poetry can bring a lump in our throats. I've combined my insights with interviews from influential women, sharing their pearls of wisdom, supplemented with research and reference studies from established scholars. Women are rising up. It's time for women to be heard. Let's use more powerful, positive language and join the rising tide of change. This book is for you, a woman looking to the future, ready to embrace significant positive changes in your life by using more confident language. Eliminate those words that drain your power, add words that energize and invigorate, and shift from ordinary to extraordinary. Just one word can change your life. I believe every woman needs their own copy of this powerful book. It's time for action and time for change. Order and reserve your own copy of Words, Women, and Wisdom today.
I love watching that video. I hope you were hearing it okay.
I think so. I couldn't hear it. Hopefully they did, but I wasn't sure. I heard some of it, but it was a little hard for me to hear, but I was enjoying watching it.
Okay, well, we'll check the recording after. All right.
Okay,
so
perfect.
We're back with the second half of this interview with Dr. Heather Tucker, and we're talking about how to win your inner world by mastering your outer world. So far, Dr. Heather's given us 2 strategies, and there's apparently 3 more. So let's, Let's dive in, Heather.
Okay, so the R stands for resistance. Resistance is the sign of lack of rapport, connection, and trust in what you're doing. And if there is confusion, a lot of times as we're on this journey, we get in a spark, our idea of something, it can lead to confusion, or we want to step into curiosity. Start being curious, like, where does this, okay, I'm confused, I'm not sure, where does this come from? The confusion by even asking this question of curiosity, or what would happen if this was successful? Like, a lot of times our mind can automatically go to what are all the things that can go wrong, right? But I'm curious, what if all this stuff went right, right? Like, so that curiosity will lead to more clarity. And actually, know that resistance also comes from something on maybe how we did it before, or maybe if we're called to do something in a different way. There's also it can be an internal resistance to living your purpose, right? To being able to step into your calling. If we don't like have resolve that, it can actually create even a little more chaos in our external world, right? For two reasons. One is simply the law of the way things work, and that is the law of correspondence. So the law of correspondence stands for, you hear about as above, so below. Well, also as within, so without. For example, I mentioned how before your beliefs create your reality. If you have this belief that I'm not good enough, who am I to do this? And I get it because I remember all of the times and all the negative thinking that my mind always did when I was younger and growing up, had to eradicate that thinking. But if you have this thing about I'm not good enough, who am I to do this? I don't deserve this. Then guess what? We're actually going to experience it. You're going to experience situations, circumstances, events that make you feel like you're not good enough. Then the beautiful thing is you can shift it. You can shift it to creating a positive beliefs about yourself. Oh my goodness, I'm great enough. Like, I'm just doing the best that I can with the resources I got available. When I learn better, I do better. Like, start speaking life. So you mentioned that words have energy, and I'm so glad that you shared that because in the word there is life, in the word there is death. Are we speaking life into ourselves and other people? Are we speaking death into ourselves and other people? We want to be able to make sure that we're really clear about that. And it's so funny because I always tell my clients, triggers and overreactions, they are the answer. How many times do we want to beat ourselves up about, like, oh my goodness, I'm overreacting or I'm frustrated, I don't know what's going on? But those moments are actually the answer. And I actually teach my clients to celebrate your overreactions because then that lets us know what to work on and where did this pattern come from and how to be able to release that and shift it so there's more calmer reactions.
Yeah,
Overreactions.
it's the charge, right? It's the indicator that something is either pulling you up and it's elation, or it's like a trigger because it's something that needs some work, right?
Correct, correct. And this actually is so I want you all to just celebrate that. So we're going to operate in grace and mercy. This goes into the word L, the acronym for the letter L. I said word L, but the letter L stands for love. Love can heal all things. Really, there's making sure that there's this balancing of giving and receiving, this beautiful change, honoring yourself and others equally. But here's the secret to that: honoring yourself even more so than others, so that you can honor yourself and others equally. I don't know if this, I'm hoping this makes sense, but most of the
Your own little
time,
mask on first, right? So that you're
correct.
giving from a place of overflow, not giving from your core energy, right?
Correct, correct, exactly. We want to be able to make sure that we're giving from our overflow because most of us, especially as women, we're taught to take care of everybody else And then you get the leftovers, right? Or focus on everything else. But then that leads us to depletion, exhaustion. And I'm not just saying men also get that call too. It's all about everybody else for me. No, it's about you and other people. Both are important. Both are valuable, right? And it's that part about knowing who you are and what aligns with you and your values and your core beliefs, your mission, your boundaries, your knowing not just what's going on in your head, but especially what's going on in your heart. Because a lot of times for those of us who have gone through great things, we can create this heart wall, right? That prevents us from actually having unconditional love. Your unconditional love can actually heal all things. And the heart wounds actually create blind spots, and they can actually get in the way of actually being in unconditional love. Like, have you ever been pissed off at someone and then there's so much energy and thoughts and negative emotions and stuff towards that person? This actually takes away energy. It can become a distraction. And it's so interesting because our mind can automatically go there. I've been there. I'm not alone. No one's alone in that. I just want to let you know that when you step in and know you, then you get permission for other people to do them. And you get to awesomely do you. And like, this higher above, like, appreciation of the differences.
And I like in what you're sharing to a word that became very prevalent for me last year after stepping out of a toxic marriage, which was literally draining my battery internally, my emotional battery. I was pouring so much energy into trying to fix stuff in the relationship that I almost lost my own battery light. My own power was diminished, and I got really sick. So having worked through that piece, it became really evident this word tolerate, right? And when we don't speak up, you were talking about boundaries a minute ago, when we don't speak up and share what it is that is acceptable or not, then other people will just carry on treating us the way that they treat us, because they don't know that we need to be taking their activities and how they are showing up. We need to have a different balance for that. So if we tolerate it and we keep accepting it and not speaking up, it's like giving permission to somebody, isn't it?
Correct. I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because there are, and thank you for sharing your heart space and journey. We also both, like, some of the biggest wounds have come from my marriage as well. And it's a big one, because the biggest thing is breaking free from toleration and stepping into, you know, I deserve, I am worthy of, because I give unconditional love, I'm also worthy of receiving unconditional love. And there lies that part about lean in, let go, leap forward, you know?
It could be love, it could be lean in, it could be, let it flow. The L could stand for lots of things in this acronym world.
Let it flow. I love that. Let it flow and let's go.
And what does the D stand for?
Okay. Are you ready for the D? Are you ready for the D? I'm so ready for the D. Okay. The D stands for damage can be undone from the mind, body, heart, and soul. This is something that's so crucial, because this is what allows for even the heaviest of damages to no longer have a weight or a impact on me, because I know this to be true. This is actually what it does, is it creates intrinsic freedom and motivation for a lighter way forward. So you remember that file, it gives you, like, you remember that filing cabinet analogy?
Yep.
I recognize, let me just pause for a moment and recognize, like, so there's these patterns that not just happened in my life, but then as I look at my family lineage, it was the same kind of patterns, like crazy relationship dynamics, emotional unintelligence, right? All of it was, so it was like, oh my goodness. And so the pattern sometimes repeats itself. Well, the thing is, this filing cabinet that has had all this unconscious weight, so your mind just doesn't remember your life. It also remembers the life of your lineage. So the root causes, like there's a book that talks about it didn't start with you. And recognizing that is really cool because then you can go to the root causes even beyond your life and release the weight, unconscious weight from the mind, body, and heart and soul from even your generation. Because these, what, let me just share with you why this is something that's so important, Yvonne. There was a study. It was done with these rats. These rats were in a crate, in a cage. They blew sandalwood smoke into the cage, and then they shocked the rats. So the rats learned, because it was a learned behavior, this pattern of when they smelled the sandalwood smoke, they would brace for shock. Are you with me so far? Okay. So those rats had babies. Those babies grew up. They didn't do to healthy adults. They didn't do anything to them, right? Then those adult rats had babies. The moment that they blew sandalwood smoke into the crate, the cage, these babies braced for shock like their ancestors did.
There's a lot of studies that I've come across, the winter the hunger study, right, where they were measuring the impact on women who were malnutrition in having malnutrition as they were pregnant, and then what happened with the grandparent with the grandbabies. Similar, very similar thing. There is the ancestral lineage. There's also the energetic vibrational imprint that can be carried forward as well. So knowing what this damage is, that it can be undone, there are approaches to not necessarily cutting the cords, because that very often makes, spirits angry, but but dissolving the cords. So it's like, okay, I'm at peace with this now. Let me go, right? There are different methods which we won't dig in, don't have time to dig into today, but acknowledging that these things, once they're on our awareness, now we can do something about it, right?
Correct. And because of that, it was because of that, then you're able to see deeper or more clearly. So as you're in a world that you understand that, you're able to see what's happening in the inner worlds of other people, especially around you. So then you know, or then I've learned what to take on. And most of the time there's now none of that. Like, because a lot of times the mind will want to take things personally. But what to recognize, oh, this has nothing. It's so freeing to recognize that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, this
Right?
is not
Okay,
my
cool.
sandalwood smoke.
Yes, this is not my sandalwood smoke. And then it's really cool because then you get to be the, like what I've learned too is then I get to be the example of interrupting the pattern for my daughters and granddaughters and future grandchildren, right? So yeah, it's about interrupting the pattern, changing and releasing all the damage. And so therefore you can step into because it's like peeling back the layers of the onion. And then you get to the core of who you are. So it doesn't matter what other people think about you. It's really about what do you think about you and what
Exactly.
does God think about you. And then you just do that.
Exactly. And I share that in my book, what other people think of you is, is none of your business. We've heard that, as a classic statement. But it really is about, how do you want to show up, and are you showing up in that resonant energy, right? And is the message really clear? So when we're talking about words, I shared the book video. We talked a little bit about some of the things that I learned growing up, and why I call my mom my first unmentor, because she showed me what not to do, not what to do. So I'm hoping that through the lessons that we've been sharing today and the gifts that we're about to share as well, that you're taking away lots of wisdom nuggets. So my question as a coach to our audience listening today is, what's one thing that you're going to take action on from what was shared today to move the needle forward for you? What's one little wisdom nugget, one big wisdom nugget, something that caught your attention, caught you saying, oh yeah, okay, that's been tapping on the door. I need to address that. And I'm willing to now take action, step forwards to meet it. I had someone use the expression of, you know, back in the olden days in France, they used to have like a guillotine coming down and chopping someone's head off. So when you actually stand up, the guillotine doesn't have as far to go. So the slicing cut is not as harsh. Same thing when you're walking towards something that you are going to work on, you have a little bit less friction because the gap is not as big. You've chosen to take that first step. So Dr. Heather, I know that you, I invited you to bring a gift with you, and I have a gift I'll share in a moment. So what would you like to leave with the audience in terms of a gift, something that they can stay connected with you about, maybe get some of your insights, some of your wisdom? What did you bring with you?
I love giving gifts that keep on giving, right? So I brought with me my free guide on 7 steps to more biz life harmony. Seven steps towards more biz life harmony. It's something that is just so powerful to be able to step in, because it's about being. I guess I just want to put it like this: how to be able to step into all that you are called to be, that allows you to do all that you're called to do, and your having becomes this natural, beautiful byproduct of it. So it's about working smarter, creating more ease, grace, and flow, and being in that flow and that just opens up for more receiving. So that link is anotherlevelliving.com/harmony. And then on top of that, I love to give gifts to keep on giving even more, because then over the next 7 days, I give you 7 more awesome secrets to tie into that even better. And, you know, just take it best step, one step at a time. You can be the biggest thing I want everybody to know who's listening is that you can be the work in progress and the masterpiece at the same time. We don't have to have it all together. We're evolving every day. So grace and mercy, especially with yourself, is something that's so powerful, because you're just doing the best that you can with the resources that you have available. And when you learn better, you do better. And there lies the beauty of this journey called life.
Absolutely.
And you get to be the key star player in your game of business and life. No one else.
Absolutely. So if you didn't catch that, anotherlevelliving.com/harmony, H-A-R-M-O-N-Y. So you can pick up Dr. Heather's free gift there. And then for my free gift, you can pick up a chapter of my book. And the chapter I've included as a free gift is the chapter 8, When No Words Are Even Required. So how do you show up in that resonant energy, looking the part? So you're using your power pauses, you're using the power of silence. Like, how do you leverage your position, say what you want to say, sometimes without even using any words? Very powerful. Chapter 8, you can use it in life, you can use it in business, and you can pick that up on my website, yvonnesilver.com. Click on the free tab, as a free gift tab, and that'll tell you where to actually pick up a copy of the book if you wanted, but also to download that free chapter 8 of my best-selling book, Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. So Dr. Heather, any last ideas, words, final wisdom words before we log off for today that you want to share with the audience?
Yes. Now is really your time to shine.
Yes.
There is a calling. There is something that you are called to do that's even bigger. It may bring up great fear. It may bring up great uncertainty. You can either hear the call for your life or continue to endure the pain fighting against it. But you are called for amazing and wonderful things. Victory is already yours. It's just about walking in it and stepping into your own empowerment. And this part about total freedom has nothing to do with anyone else. It's really all about you stepping into your unique freedom and your uniqueness, and then being unapologetically unstoppable and be the light that shines. That's it.
Woohoo! As I said, the reason for listening to the Words, Women, and Wisdom radio show is to be inspired as well as educated. I hope that our listeners have had that experience today, that you're taking at least one wisdom nugget away. And more importantly, you're choosing what you're going to do to take action on this. And I want to hear. So connect with me on LinkedIn at Yvonne Silver, connect with me on Facebook, or connect with me through YouTube. But let me know, what did you take action on? I'm really curious to hear. Pick up those two free gifts, anotherlevelliving.com/harmony for Heather's 7 Steps to More Business and Life Harmony, or my free chapter, yvonnesilver.com. Pick the free gift tab and download your free chapter of Words, Women, and Wisdom, The Modern Art of Confident Conversations. Thank you so much for joining me today, Dr. Heather, and for my audience. And we will listen in together next time. Have a great week, everybody. And bye for now.